Chicago is one of the most divided places. I believe the church helps to lead a lot of that.
When I was working tech in the city, we dealt with the most dangerous people on the street, and they feared us.
They don't solve murders up on the south side of Chicago, not where I'm from.
There's just so much heaviness. It's just hard.
Next thing you do is take his hand out of pockets. Boom, 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 boom. That's a little girl hit, little kid hit. But y'all ain't, you feel me? It's so real. It's so, you go, life could be gone like that.
That is from the trailer for the film Chicago, America's Hidden War. It's a special showing tonight in several theaters. It is the work of Dimas Alabarrios, a pastor from New York. He joins us now. Pastor, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be on. We just love your city.
Well, I got to say, listening to the trailer doesn't do it justice. I'll post it on my Facebook page because it's chilling. I had goosebumps watching it. You're in New York. Why is a guy from New York making a film about Chicago?
You know, when I used to sell drugs at age 11, even though I came from an incredible family. My mother was the principal of an elementary school, and her 11-year-old, who was at a predominantly white school in the suburbs, was selling crack cocaine. And I just, when I think about that, and so many of my friends that died in drug wars and were shot and killed, and when New York City led the nation in homicide, it just when I heard that this was going on in Chicago, I just tell you, it broke my heart. I just was like, no, I remember those days, and I don't wish that on anyone, and I'm so glad it's not going on in my city. So I just came down to share the different things that went on in New York that helped stop, you know, the killings in our city. And that just grew and grew and grew and ended up growing into a full-on film and documentary. That was not the plan at first. I was coming in and out of Chicago for over 2 years, just thinking of ways to lend a helping hand. And then it grew into this incredible film that ended up making the Oscar list this year.
And I want to ask you, okay, we had a 13-year-old boy shot to death by police here in the city. I'm sure you know about Adam Toledo's story. But a lot of people said, well, where were his parents? You tell me, how does an 11-year-old with a mom as a principal going to a good school end up selling drugs? How did you get there?
You know, media had an impact on me. And, you know, I remember watching the movie Scarface. And that just kind of sparked this desire in me. And then a friend stole some drugs from his brother and asked me first, did I want to try it? And then he said, well, why don't you help me sell it? And then we started to go out and help him sell it. And then after that, someone else had it. And, my neighborhood, which was a good neighborhood, quickly shifted under that crack epidemic. Drugs started showing up, guns started showing up, and I hear the same thing in Chicago, that, you know, guns are just showing up all over the place. And some even said, you know, they find trailers of them, you know, so in carts. So it's bizarre. It's almost like a very evil systematic plan, but I don't get into the conspiracy, but this just, it's so out of control.
All right, so you come to Chicago. I read that you went on a hunger strike until there were 5 days of calm. You lost 35 pounds and decided to give it up.
Yeah.
That's pretty discouraging.
It was discouraging. You know, it was painful. It was hard. You know, but we did mobilize a lot of people from that. We had $2 million worth of supplies shipped to Chicago. We had over 100 or so churches working together on the street. We had guns turned in, and we watched, you know, great progress where from that summer to the following summer, homicides dropped by 20%. So I don't think that it was like a total waste. But it wasn't what I wanted it to be fully.
Watching this film, I hope. Well, let me ask you this. First of all, it's going to be playing at several theaters in Chicago tonight. It plays at 7 o'clock, so I just want to list these off. That'll be a little over an hour from now. You can see it they are at Marcus Theaters in Addison, Country Club Hills, Orland Park, Gurney Mills, Elgin, and Bloomington. Bloomington's a little bit downstate. And the theaters, for the most part or completely, were rented out by celebrities, Denzel Washington and others, who rented these theaters out so that you could have a place to show the movie?
Yeah, Denzel and them rented, they rented out theaters on also May 12th.
Okay.
Is where, you know, we had our first release with Cinemark, and that was like a soft release. And now this one is with Marcus Theaters, and they have rented out some of these theaters as well. So there's groups that are coming in, and it's just been so unbelievable how, you know, all these celebrities have cared about this issue. Charlamagne the God, Mark Burnett, Roma Downey, Clifton Davis, Daryl Strawberry, and Angie Stone, the singer, and so many countless others have stepped up to say, you know, we can do something.
So
I believe this whole issue is bigger than Chicago, and it's going to take the nation to back up Chicago, and it's going to take some humility for Chicago to welcome in the help.
We're talking to Pastor Dimas Eleberrios, who is behind this film, Chicago, America's Hidden War. So does the film present a solution, or does the film present the problem with a call to action?
It does do a great call to action, and you know, we've been excited about that. The first time we filmed it, it had no call to action, and everyone that saw it said, I'm just left here saying, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just overwhelmed. So we went back in and pulled together a shoot to launch people to say, hey, go to Chicago Hidden War, chicagoshiddenwar.com. You know, go to these websites, step in, get involved, organize mission trips to go down. So it's cool.
You said you said Chicago needs a little humility too to face this. What did you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, you know, when we first started to try to come down to help, it was very difficult. When I remember reports of, you know, the government tried to get involved, but trying to label it a national crisis. And, you know, all their plans were rejected. And it's a tough city. Sometimes not as welcoming as one would hope.
Well,
but, you know, in New York City, when we had Superstorm Sandy, anybody that came, come, help, we need you, you know. So we're willing to allow help to come in. And, you know, I mean, I think, you know, there needs to be more funding for police. You know, we know that there's these 100 or so blocks that all these shootings are down. And I asked, like, why are there not stakeouts on those blocks every single night? Why are there not cops stationed undercover waiting for the shooters to come through? It blows my mind. And then I know it's layer after layer because I've studied this deeply of giving away the parking meters. And that you know, destroys some of the funding and the closing down of schools. It just goes on and on and on.
You know, going back to the humility, and you said accepting help. Well, what was my first question to you? What's a guy from New York doing coming to Chicago? I mean, right?
Exactly. You see, that is typical Chicago.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, open it up, like, you know, I'm so glad you came. You know, what's your plans? What do you want to do? How do you want to help? See, in New York City, you know, when Chicago people come here, we're like, oh my gosh, we're so grateful you're here. You know, what's on your mind? What's on your heart? And I've even found, you know, which is sad, and I want you guys to hear me. I love the city of Chicago, mm-hmm. and I'm not trying to diss the city in any way. But the infighting is it's real. The territorial pressures that are there and how they question each other and say, why are you, you know, in my territory? Why are you over here? I mean, these things exist. And sometimes, you know, we had street outreaches that we were going to do. And some people said, you know what? Nah, you know, I'm not going to come. And then that guy spent time calling 10 others, telling them why they shouldn't come.
Wow.
In New York City, we would say, oh, good, you're going to go. Okay, I can't participate. But I'm not going to get on the telephone and try to call others and tell them why they shouldn't participate either. So a lot of energy was spent in dividing instead of working together.
You know, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I've been thinking of this a lot. And, you know, we say we can't make it an us versus them, which is certainly true. But lately I've been thinking of it in a different way. I mean, we have to present it as we're all us. We are all us, no matter where we live. You know, instead of thinking of us as Asians or black or Latino or white or privileged or not privileged, we need to start thinking of us as a collective us. We are all part of us.
Yeah.
I think that would help.
Yeah. And the walls are high, and, you know, and it's historical, you know, but
sure.
I think our generation has a really good shot of knocking down the walls. We all listen to the same music now. We all, you know, before we were growing up, it was like, here's a rock event, here's this event. Now it's all blending together. You know, walls are coming down.
Are you telling me?
Let's all fight.
You listen to James Taylor now too? Reverend.
Listen, I listen to each and everybody, man. I can go with it all. I got no problem. Going from classical to you name it.
Pastor Dimas Alibarios, the name of the film, Chicago, America's Hidden War. Okay, I'm running late, but the film's going to show in theaters tonight. Is there going to be a way for us to stream it eventually?
Yeah. It'll be in theaters now for this one day. As it performs well, we'll try to get it in for weeks and for encore performances. Because of documentaries, everybody loves to just do a test. Let's see if it goes good. Okay, it went good. Now let's get a week, and that's what's happening now.
All right, we'll talk again. Keep us updated,
Thank you. I certainly will.
Pastor Dima Salaberrios, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to make our way into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.